Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. As we do this each and every Monday, Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer in the house talking about stuff going on in the metro this week in the business community. What's going on? Laura, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Busy day.
So I was at the... Well, first of all, is it the middle of October or the middle of January?
That's the middle of October.
Is it October?
It's going to be beautiful
today.
Later on in the week.
Yes. But we had snow already.
How about that? Yeah.
How about that? It's Monday, and we still have a whole bunch of things going on the rest of the week to
all
talk
right.
about. So we've got, of course, some of our regular Wednesday things like at the Science Center. So we have 1 Million Cups, and I believe this week at 1 Million Cups, we've got some Drake University students from the Hatchery presenting. So I always like to make a shout out about that. And then on October the 18th, so that's also, I want to double check, the 18th is Thursday. So at 7:15 a.m., we've talked about this before, at Smoky Row from 7:15 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. We're finally coming up on the week where we're doing the October social media discussion group, mm-hmm. and that was about tracking and optimization. So this is put on by AMA Iowa, and so this isn't something that you have to have tickets for, although they like it if you go to AMA Iowa and just RSVP and let them know, because
sure.
I think they provide coffee and pastries or something like that. But if you like chatting about social media and you want to meet with other social media marketers, you can drop in on that early morning event before you run off to wherever else you have to be for the day. This is a series that's sponsored by SpinUtech this year,
mm-hmm.
and they do web development. And in this case, they really kind of get into real world applications and case studies, many of which are from the people right in the room that can tell you things that they've done. And in this particular case, we're talking about how to track your performance on social media and also how to optimize what you're doing so that you have more success with it. So that's what's going on that day. On the 19th, there's Future Ready Iowa. It's a regional summit at Hilton Des Moines downtown. And this particular event, interesting because, so it's, again, it's at the beautiful Hilton downtown, which I think is fairly new, right? Is that a new
sure,
one?
Sure, yeah, that's brand new. Uh-huh.
So good chance to see that, too.
It's gorgeous.
And so Future Ready, this regional summit, brings together key stakeholders in education, business, and economic development. And community to create local strategies for Iowans and helping them develop the workforce to be future ready. So that's what that's about. And actually, I saw that ISU and you and I both got a couple of 100,000 plus grants. They just announced that they got those. And the whole point with those is also focus on workforce development stuff. So they are grants that have to do with economic development, helping people be ready for the kinds
sure.
of jobs we're going to need. And that's so that's just on the top of everyone's mind, I think, right now is we have low unemployment.
Now what are we going to do? where are we going to get the people? You know,
yeah.
as a matter
and
of fact,
how are they going to be trained correctly?
And here's the killer about this. You know, there are more open jobs in Iowa than what there are people to fill them, no matter what your training level is.
Wow.
So because outward migration has been an issue with
yes.
Iowa for years.
Right.
There just aren't the people here. So
right.
we've got a couple of choices to make as mm-hmm. a community and as mm-hmm. a state. Are we going to continue to not embrace mm-hmm. individuals from other countries or other places?
Absolutely.
Or are right. we going to get into it? And because, again, there's more jobs than what there are people.
I know. And isn't that amazing? We went from what would have been 2-3 years ago talking about unemployment rates, or I guess maybe it's closer to 5 now, but then
it's
that this pendulum has swung the other whole direction
yeah.
where we actually don't have enough people for the jobs that are out there.
What's stunning is I still see, and you know, every once in a while there'll be and I didn't realize Facebook was doing this, but they are. Where you can post jobs mm-hmm. on Facebook. I didn't know that. You know,
that's something that I just started noticing recently
yeah.
because I looked at something and now I've been being pinged, and it moves around with you.
Yeah.
Like, so if I'm in Ames, all of a sudden it'll kind of give me a notification that says, here's some jobs in Ames.
Sure.
Which is geolocal.
But what is really amazing is I was looking at some of the salary levels and wage levels.
Mm-hmm.
$10 an hour, $11 an hour, $12. Forget about it. Nobody is going to go.
I know. I was actually just looking at that brand new Ross that they are opening up or just opened up. And yeah, $10 an hour is what they were. And my exact thought was, you guys need to wake up.
Yeah.
Because,
and this is no slam on anybody, but
no.
There's an old saying that says you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I know retail says, oh, we're having it tough. I mean, Sears just declared bankruptcy today.
And having a hard time.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you want good people, you got to.
Well, the fact is, you may get them because at the moment they needed something, but they're not going to stay. They're just going to jump to the next thing.
Sorry.
No, it's definitely quite an issue, and I think that's why you're seeing all these topics coming up and all these opportunities to think about what are we going to need for the future and how to impact that. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this weekend coming up is the Great Iowa Pet Expo with our friend Kathy Erickson. And, of course, she's been doing that Pet Expo for like 16-plus years now.
Wow.
So that is actually a great exercise in how to do an event well. Because she really, I noticed this year too, has been putting a lot of effort into just helping the vendors even make sure that they come prepared. And so I've seen her share some information on how you as a business owner in that particular niche can come and make the best out of that opportunity. I know you talk about that quite often as well.
I have a five-part program for any business that's wanting to increase their
Event type.
Yeah, you know, well, right. If somebody's out, you know, they say, okay, hey, what we want to do is increase our ROI on our trade shows. So I've done this five-part thing, you know.
And
what's crazy about it, you know, I can't get people to bite. It's really crazy because, you know, so I go not to the people that are going to the trade shows,
but to the exhibitors,
to the association, whoever's doing this,
you see?
And you say to the association, look, we can brand this for you with your brand, and you can then send this out to your exhibitors, and then your exhibitors will be able to not have to come to you after the show and say, oh, it was a lousy show.
Yeah, and, you know, that's so true. A lot of it is what do you put into it? How do you plan for it? What do you do after? There's always a pre, during, and post show strategy that you have to have. So she's going to have that. And, you know, the other thing, I just did a whole thing that kind of talks about event marketing with regard to digital and what's the relationship there. But I'll tell you one way that you can capitalize on these events. And even if some of the people that are going to this Pet Expo, for example, they sell insurance or roofing or something else because these pet owners have homes.
Yeah, you got to
cross
market.
And they have other businesses.
Come on, you got to cross market. I mean, if you're only selling leashes, maybe a Pet Expo is okay to go. But if you're selling furniture, if you're selling carpet cleaner, if you're selling roofs, if you're doors,
I mean, they have homes.
They
have other purchases. So there's a nice mix of people that don't just have pet products. And
mono marketing, they call it.
Exactly. Right? And so you have to strategically think about these events, which ones you want to attend, who are the audience, but also what can you do with that event that you can continue to leverage it after. And one of the things that amazes me is we need to have fresh content for social media, for your website. And here you are at an event with people and things going on. You could shoot video, you could take pictures, you would have like a library of new stuff that you can share, and then people will just squander the opportunity.
Exactly. And they'll go to something like this. They'll go, and not just the Pet Expo, but we could, Laura, you and I know this. I mean, you go to any trade show, and all of those exhibitors that are there, and they're spending all kinds of money to travel, to stay overnight, to eat, to all this stuff. And they don't utilize the time and space to really boost their brand. It's,
yeah.
it's stunning.
Or capture a lead stunning, or whatever stunning, it is. Yeah. So those are the kind of things that I know you do really well, and that there's
me off.
Kind of some obvious, but maybe just obvious to us.
Right.
And so that's the kind of thing that you look to someone like yourself, and you can put together a turnkey and see how much more success you'll have the next time.
Right.
But anyway, that's our lecture for today, folks.
Sorry.
So the next thing I just want to put on people's radar, because it's actually only about 3 weeks out now, is the 2018 Small Business Success Summit, November 9th. And that's Greater Des Moines Partnership. They're having that out at the FFA Enrichment Center, I believe, because that's usually a pretty big draw. So they're going to have 18 breakout sessions with all sorts of timely topics that impact business owners and managers. They'll have 30 resource partners. And so it's basically all built around the needs for education, information, inspiration to small business owners.
There you go. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Laura.
You are most welcome.
We're rocking and rolling today. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing goes to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. James Goodlett wrote and produced the music you're listening to right this moment. For all of us that put this together each and every day, and now on Sundays as well, over on News Talk 1540 KXEL, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.